There was a new sound this past week to NPR's All Things Considered. This latest variation on a familiar theme was introduced as part of a major reconstruction. National Public Radio's first news magazine is now longer, and in many parts of the country can now be heard earlier in the day. The changes also come as NPR celebrates 25 years on the air. The official anniversary comes next spring. When it does, you'll be hearing music most of you may not be too familiar with. This was the first theme for All Things Considered, written 25 years ago by a gentleman named Don Veigle, the musician and composer who's been associated with the University of Wisconsin and radio station WHA for many years. He's now retired. We found Don Veigle at his home in Madison.
The challenge was to try to write something that was catchy and that could be identified with the program. And whether we accomplished that, I don't know. I guess we did, because then we were asked to do another one.
This new music began with sounds meant to suggest radio transmissions, followed by a new theme. Don Veigle says the entire production, from conception to completion, took about 3 weeks. Synthesizers were still new back then, but he recalls the process more clearly than the actual moment of inspiration.
I don't remember any reactions I had to it. I know I was always very pleased with the bridge section, particularly the way it turned out, being synthesized and realizing that the instrument I was using was only capable of one voice at a time.
Uh-huh.
So if you wanted to have it sound like a section, a group of the same sounding instruments, you had to lay these down side by side.
Took a lot of work.
It took a lot of work, and I remember being very, very pleased with the way that turned out.
Now, the bridge section you're talking about, that's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Excuse my singing, please.
No, you've got it.
Uh-huh. Radio is a medium of many charms, but permanence is not among them. And though much of what we do is evanescent, your theme has been going strong for a long time now. And with these new variations that have just been introduced, it looks set to remain with us for some time to come. Of all the things that you've composed over the years, was there anything that tipped you off that this one might be special?
No, I didn't have any indication it would last this long, and I guess my thought has been, I suppose NPR is going to want to change the theme, so I guess I feel particularly pleased that it has been musically important enough to the program that you stick with it, and I'm certainly pleased that you're doing some new arrangements, because it needs freshening up from time to time, and I think that's just great.